Kim Donaghy is a former NBA official. He is founder and handicapper for refpicks.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Tim Donaghy too. Tim Donaghy joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Tim, thanks so much for doing this. I don't know what to make of this. As I said originally, I like the idea, transparency. But then I get to the point, it's like, who's the gatekeeper? And if the same people that have created an environment where there are implicit and explicit directions given to officials, if those are the same people evaluating the final 2 minutes of the game, are we really any farther ahead? I'd like your opinion on that.
You know, in my mind, I don't think we are, because when you talk about being transparent with the last couple minutes of regulation or overtime, I mean, these are calls that 8 out of 10 times are reviewable anyway by a monitor. So how many of them are you actually going to get wrong when you get a chance to go over and look at a TV screen? So if you're going to be transparent, I think you have to make the whole game available to the public so that you can really see the grades that they're giving these officials. Because like you said, you made a very valid point. The same people that are instructing these referees on what to call and when to call and how to call are the same people grading them on the call. So they're always going to look for the ability to grade that call correct rather than incorrect.
And Tim, what does it say that the NBA would do this apparently without, I don't know if they didn't notify the Officials Association, but it's pretty clear that they didn't have any input from them. They may have just made a phone call and said, oh yeah, by the way, we're going to do this. You know, have fun and hang up on them. What does it say that the NBA would do that?
They really don't care what the officials think in any way, shape, or form. They're going to dictate to them what to do and how to do it. And if you don't want to do it, they point to the door and tell you to go referee in college or go elsewhere and do something else. This isn't a situation where they negotiate with the referees and ask them what they feel. They are, run as a dictatorship, and they tell the referees what to do. And if you don't abide by how they want it done, they're going to phase you out in some way, shape, or form.
So what does this say to you then, as a former official, as someone who's raised a lot of questions about how the NBA is officiated, and particularly down the stretch, what does this say to you?
There really is no transparency that they want the public to believe, and that's what they're trying to have everyone think, that they're trying to be as transparent as they can. But if that's the case, you know, release the grades for the whole game and show them, you know, what grades that they're giving these officials, because, the bottom line is they're definitely not showing everybody the whole piece of the pie. They're just giving them the parts that they want to show them.
Why do this then? Do you think, Tim, is this in response to, you know, to people like you, to people like me, to other people that have been saying to the NBA, look, we're, you know, some of us are just by nature suspicious, but some of us, you know, have evidence, or at least some of us look at things in a manner that suggests to us that there is evidence that there is direction being given to officials in some areas.
There's definitely been given directions. They sit down with these referees before these playoff games, and they go over different things from game to game and tell them what to look for and what not to look for. So, there's a rule book in place, and there's a set of rules. And it doesn't say anywhere in that rule book, the referee, the names on the front of the back of the jerseys. And that's what the referees do. I think it was very adamant last year in the playoff series with Toronto and Brooklyn when Darren Williams committed his sixth foul and they gave it to the guy standing 2 feet away that didn't even touch the player for Toronto. So it's just a situation where they say one thing and they continue to do another.
Tim, at some point, do we have to realize that we are, whatever you may think, whatever you or anybody else may think of individual officials in any sport, at some point do we need to realize that we're piling too much stuff in these guys? I mean, we just are. You know, I had a conversation, I was down in Florida a couple of days ago doing some spring training stuff. I had a conversation with a guy who was a former Major League umpire, and we were just talking about he talked about the stuff that he had to think about, the stuff he had to process during a game compared to what guys are processing now. He said at some point you reach a point where you just can't, your brain can't process anything else because you're already multitasking. You've already got five or six things going on. You can't possibly think of eight. Do we need to have a serious conversation about that, about how much we're putting on these guys?
I think the bottom line is you have a rule book and you tell the referees to go out and enforce the rules based on how they're written in the rule book, and don't have these other things of who has five fouls, who is a star player, or I can't call this against this guy, it's going to send him to the bench. Just call the fouls and violations as they are committed, and you're going to have to get rid of all that other stuff that they try to do to make these stars look better than what they are, and you're going to have a better called game.
Tim Donaghy joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. You've been an outspoken critic. You've revealed a lot of information that the NBA doesn't like to have revealed, that frankly any sports league wouldn't like to have revealed. Where do you think we're going with officiating, though, in a general sense, Tim, throughout sports? Is officiating getting better? Is it getting worse? Is there more instruction being given out? Is there less instruction being given out?
I believe that sometime in the future, and I'm not sure at what point, the referees are going to have to call the rules just as they're written in the rule book and do away with giving teams or star players preferential treatment, because I basically think that the fans are getting fed up with this. And, I think cities like Toronto, who have a very good team right now and should advance far in the playoffs, are really not going to stand by and have their team not given a fair shake when it comes playoff times, because they may not draw the big ratings if they make it to the NBA Finals. So I think fans are starting to get fed up with this, and I think as we move forward, they're going to lose viewership unless they start enforcing the rules as they're written in the rule book.
Hey, Tim, what was your relationship when you were working in the NBA? How much contact, how much of a relationship did you have with the people who were ultimately grading your work? Is it a day-to-day thing? Is it a weekly thing? Would you get a report? Would people actually visit you, before certain games? I'm just wondering how much actual feedback you would get either after a game or before a game.
You would be in contact with them on a weekly basis. They would come to your games. They would talk to you on the phone. They would constantly email you. And if you had a major problem in the game, you would probably hear from them that night. But it was always a different situation why they would call you and tell you you needed to work on this or you missed or concentrate on this. And there was always something that needed to be done just so they could justify their jobs.
And of course, it's not just a matter of wanting to get as good a grade as possible. Postseason assignments are determined this way, are they not?
Oh, absolutely. The better grade you have, the more you're going to advance. And as a young referee, you want to do the best you can so that you're advancing up that playoff ladder, because it's an enormous amount of money that can be made when you officiate, the second, third round of the playoffs and into the NBA Finals. And as an older referee, you want to do what they say because you don't want to lose that position of making those extra dollars as an NBA Finals referee. So it's just a big fight come playoff time is who's going to advance and who's going to make that extra money.
How much extra money are we talking about for the average official?
When you talk about refereeing into the NBA Finals, it's an extra $90,000 a year. And that doesn't include the extra money you're going to make, off of airline tickets or per diems or stuff like that. So it's a lot of money.
Tim, it was great of you to join us today. Thanks so much.
You got it.